I think the reason I got interested in writing about her is that, you know, I spent half my life in small towns. And in these small towns, I noticed all these often women working at a job like a bank teller. And I come in and, like, she was the sharpest person in the bank. And, like, she should be running the bank. For whatever reason, she has not climbed quite as high up the social ladder as she's capable of doing. And I didn't think that person was being represented very much in fiction. I kind of wanted to portray somebody who's sharp, maybe made a few mistakes along the way, but still has a lot going on, and is an interesting, smart, and worth being read.
Was there a real person in your life that was inspiration for the character?
Well, you know, my mom was a high school teacher, and on Fridays sometimes she and some of the other friends in the neighborhood get together. Most of these women worked. And, you know, they would kind of cut loose in ways they didn't normally do. So I'd come in to get a popsicle or something. I was like, man, they're having a good time in here. I sort of linger and try to hear what they're saying. When I was older, my wife, our house kind of the place where a lot of the women would gather and sort of do the same thing. And my office was right next to them. They'd tell funny stories. And some of these women were divorced. And some of them were just getting back into the dating game. And so the idea of online dating and being single at 40, it just seemed kind of ripe for comedy.
And you are all about comedy. I mean, most of your novels are comedic, yeah?
Well, there for a while I was alternating. My first one was serious, then I did a comedy, then I did a big serious book, The Millionaires, and then the last two have been comedies. And I found out last week that they're going to do the sequel to Penelope Lippman as well. So the sequel will be out next spring. So that was good news. So
that's cool.
So now it'll be four comedies and two serious ones.
So why comedy? Like, why do you go there?
It's fun to write, you know. I tell my students, I teach a comedy writing class. I'm teaching one this semester. I tell my, you know, you should always be trying to make yourself laugh. So I'll be in my office and my wife and kids will say, Dad's making himself laugh again. So that's a good line. So about 4 years ago, I started a serious book, and then I kind of had an extended illness. And when I got better, I didn't feel like writing something serious. So I said, I want to write something light and funny and goofy. This is the lightest book I've written. Writing something serious, I needed a break from the world. And so when I'm writing comedy, I get to check out for a few hours and just have fun.
When did you get the writing bug? I mean, were you a kid writing short stories, or did it come later?
No, it definitely came later. You know, I always liked to read. And I remember sort of being surprised. My eighth grade English teacher, like, gave me some sort of award talking about being a good writer. It's like, I had no idea what she was talking about, you know? I just wanted to play basketball. And so that kind of planted the seed. And then my senior year in high school, I read A Death in the Family, which is set in Knoxville. Being a writer just seemed so fancy and so highfalutin. It didn't really dawn on me that someone living in suburban West Knoxville would have anything interesting to write about, you know? Mm-hmm. And then here's this book set in Knoxville that was really moving to me and really beautiful. And it sort of dawned on me, oh, you can be from Knoxville and write about Knoxville or wherever you're from. It doesn't have to be London or New York or someplace exotic. And I started thinking about it then, but I just didn't know how to do it. I knew if I got a real job, I couldn't be a writer. So I just avoided a real job until I figured out how to get to grad school.
And you do have a real job. You're a professor at James Madison University. You teach creative writing. What is, like, the number one thing you think, like the best advice you give your students when you're in a class setting?
The best advice I can give is don't observe the character, become the character.
As a writer, are you constantly thinking of ideas in your head, like new stories you want to tell? And does it ever get overwhelming? Because, like, you can't write five books at the same time. Is that ever a difficult process?
No, knock on wood. I've been lucky. My books have come to me at one at a time.
Oh, wow.
I took a pretty good gap between most of my books. And then a book will just come along, and I've never started a book and not finished it. So far, I've sold them, too, but there's no guarantee of that.
It's really surprising to me to hear you say that you've never not finished a book before. Like, a lot of people, we all have novels in us. We want to do it. We get 10 pages in, and then we stop. We never go back to it. So why didn't that happen to you?
Well, a lot of it's just lazy. So I don't, like, if I'm not writing, another good advice I say, when I'm not writing, I don't write. So I just trust myself that the well is filling up. Mark Twain talked about given the creative well time to fill back up. Sometimes he wrote books too quickly and he said, I didn't give the well time to fill back up. So I kind of trust that my body will tell me, my mind will tell me when it's time. And when it's not time, I'll go many months without writing at all. But when I commit, I'm in, I'm going to finish it come hell or high water. I do know this. I don't want to write a book that doesn't get read. If I write it, I want someone to read it, and the more the better.
Yeah.
So, and I can't make a career out of my writing. I have to have a day job at JMU. to pay the bills.
Well, let's pretend like this book blows up. Would you?
Bye bye, Jamie. See you later. See ya. Wouldn't want to be you. Yeah.
Well, you answered that question.
Yeah, sure. I've thought about it a lot.
Inman Majors is our Books and Brews speaker tonight in Harrisonburg at Pale Fire Brewing Company and tomorrow in Crozet at Prairie Not a Farm Brewery. Both events start at 7. Inman, we're really looking forward to tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.